Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single Friday, I like to get on and just do a little solo episode for you guys where I talk about a topic that either I've been thinking about or that you guys have asked me to talk about. And I feel like recently my DMs have been flooded with a lot of you who are either going through finals and a little bit stressed in school, or a lot of you that kind of left college, graduated college, you're trying to think of what you want to do next in your life, or some of you that run your business and just feel like for the new year, you want to make sure that you're being your best self, you want to make sure that you're chasing your dreams, following your goals, creating habits, being consistent with these habits. And so that is why the title of today's episode is "And Suddenly the Dream Started Chasing Her," because this is a quote that I've been living by for a while now, and it's definitely made an impact in my life. I actually just created this new vision board in my room, and in this vision board, I put a list and put a picture, of course, of things that I want to accomplish and goals that I want to create for myself and the life that I envision for myself. You know, everything a vision board is meant to be made of. And around it, I had put the quote, "And suddenly the dream started chasing her," because something I've realized the past year and just kind of just by running my business in general and just, you know, just in general of when it comes to running a business, having your own company, whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's the corporate job you work at or the business you run yourself, whether it's habits that you're trying to create, whatever it is, the harder you work in something, the more consistent you are with something, opportunities will start to chase you. So there might be a point in your life where you're applying to all these jobs on LinkedIn and you're reaching out to network with all these people and you're struggling to find a great opportunity for yourself. You're struggling to find a place where you fit in and a place where you want to be. And when we struggle to kind of find this, we lose a lot of motivation to work hard. We lose a lot of motivation to build these habits and to be consistent with these habits because we don't really know what it is that we want. And so we don't know what it is that we want to work towards. And something that I've noticed a lot is that when we are in this mindset of not knowing what we want, we don't do any work at all to try to figure it out. And we wait for something to come to us. And I think when it comes to this and when it comes to waiting for things to come to us, we put things on our vision board and we try to manifest things and speak about things positively, but we don't do any work to get there. We don't do any work to get those opportunities. And so in today's episode, I want to talk about what we have to do in order to create these opportunities for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, these opportunities don't just come along when, you know, you're not doing anything towards it. You have to set an intention. You have to set a purpose. You have to create these habits and you have to take the steps in order for these opportunities to open up to you. So when listening to this episode and when beginning this episode, I want you to first think of, you know, what are your passions in life? What are things that you want to accomplish? What do you envision your life to be? You know, what are things that would make you happy? If you had to choose 5 years from now, who you are when you wake up from who you are when you go to sleep, who is she? Who is she when she wakes up in the morning? Who is this person that you see? What is she wearing? Where is she waking up? Who is she waking up next to? Is she waking up to anyone? What does she do first thing in the morning? What is her day filled with? How does she end her nights? How does she dress throughout the day? How does she look? How does she smell? Think of this person that you envision. Think of this person that you want to be. What are her traveling plans? What is her income? What is it that she does for a living? These are things that you have to think about, because if you don't have intention, if you don't have purpose, you will not have a motivation. You will not have consistency because there is nothing pushing you because you don't know what you want to be pushed towards. And so you're on this journey, but you don't necessarily know where you want the destination to be. And it's okay if you don't have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, or if you don't have an exact answer of who you want to be and what you want to look like and where you want to be in a few years or in the future, but having an idea of how you want to feel and the life that you want to live is huge when it comes to fulfilling your purpose. And if you're under a lot of pressure on what is my purpose, what is my purpose, just work hard every day and the things that you're given and things will come to you. At the end of the day, God has our plan written for us. You know, our plans are written for us already, you know. Our purpose is out there already, whether we find it when we're 20, we find it when we're 30, or we find it when we're 50, you know, our purpose is out there. But at the end of the day, the one thing you have to focus on is making sure that you're working hard today. Work hard today with what's in front of you right now. And if you do that, and if you just work hard towards everything that's in your path right now, then things will come to you. And these passions and these things that you're meant to be pursuing will start chasing you. So when it comes to habits, when it comes to micro shifts, when it comes to things like this, we want to focus on what are we shifting in a day-to-day life. So I was reading a book the other day. I want you to sit there and I want you to think of some micro shifts that, you know, occur in your day-to-day life. So a micro shift is basically kind of making a very small shift towards a big change that you want to accomplish. So for example, if you don't work out at all, but you want to start working out and you want to start being fit and toned and everything, and you want to start going to the gym every single day, 6-7 times a week, if that's the life that you want to live, but currently right now you don't do any of that and you don't work out and you've never worked out, instead of just, you know, the next day going to the gym for 2 hours and going doing a hard workout and then trying to do that every single day for a week, make a micro shift, okay? Start going to the gym for 15-20 minutes. Maybe start with at-home workouts before going to a gym. Do this little micro shift of doing at-home workouts for 30 minutes a week, and then the next week do 45-minute workouts, then go to the gym and do 30 minutes, and like making this micro shift. Or I remember Ed Milet used this example once of trying to wake up earlier. So doing a micro shift of waking up 15 minutes earlier every week or every 2 weeks, so your body is slowly adapting to it. Because then you're not making this big change of, oh, I wake up at 10 a.m. every day, I want to start waking up at 5 a.m., and you just try losing that 5 hours the next day. It doesn't work like that, okay? Because then you're going to overwhelm yourself, you're going to stress yourself out, and you will not remain consistent with it because you've made it a task instead of something that you're looking forward to changing and something that you're looking forward to improving. It is now a stressful task that you have to think about and that you have to kind of struggle with, because it's not that practical to wake up at 10 a.m. every single day and just switch to 4 or 5 a.m. within one night. You're going to get tired of that after a week because your body is not adjusting to that. So before you even realize what's happening, when you make these micro shifts, all of a sudden you've adopted a pattern of behavior. So what you're doing every single day, all these little changes are going to account for the quality of your life and for the degree of your success. So it's not really about making that big change and trying to do a million things at once. It's really just putting in the little work every single day and being consistent. Another example I want to use is I was listening to another episode by Ed Milet, and he was talking about the consistency with mothers, okay? And he was like, obviously this doesn't apply to everyone, but it applies to most people. He was like, I grew up with a great mother, you know, she was consistent. At the end of the day, mothers are consistent. They wake up, they drive you to school, you know, they cook, they clean. They do these things every single day. When you are a mother, you are a mother every single day for the rest of your life. And so every day your mom shows up. She might not make the best meal every day. She might not make you the best lunch every day. She might not be the best version of herself every day, but she's still there and she still shows up. And so that's just a really good example of what it means to be consistent and why consistency pays off. Because it's not about doing it the best or going 100% every time. It's about doing it 100% of the days. Because once you do that, once you build this habit, all of a sudden it's a part of your life without realizing it. And so when I was getting into going to the gym, I've always been active in high school. I played, you know, sports every season of high school. And so I grew up being active, and I grew up kind of like in sports, being active, working out every day. But then I went into college, and for, I want to say almost 2 years, I didn't move my body. I didn't go to the gym. And then I wanted to start getting into going into the gym. So I started off by going on walks at home, moving my body again, working out outside, just kind of like trying to sweat a little bit at home. And then I eventually went to the gym one day in January with my friend. And I remember like feeling so great after my workout that I was like, nope, this has to be a part of my lifestyle. I will make this a habit. Made my gym membership the next day, and I did a 30-day challenge, or like I think a 21-day challenge, but it was like for the rest of the month I was gonna go every single day, whether it was for 15 minutes or for an hour. Every day I was going to show up at that gym, and it didn't matter if it was a super super small quick workout where I barely sweat or if it was a really intense, great, time-consuming workout. What mattered is that I was showing up. And you better believe that after a month of doing that and after a month of building that micro habit, all of a sudden now it's almost 3 years later and I go crazy if I don't go to the gym for a day. It's like, I want to go to the gym every day. It's part of my routine. It's part of my habit. I fit it into my schedule every single day because it's just one of those things where I want to do it because I've built that habit over time. That's just like a really small change that I wanted to stay consistent with for a month, and now it's a part of my lifestyle. So that's just an example of what happens when you force yourself to be consistent. And there's going to be a lot of self-discipline. There's going to be a lot of self-trust. You know, you have to trust yourself to go through with this process. You have to trust yourself to be consistent, and you have to trust that you want it enough. Because at the end of the day, if you don't stay consistent with the things you want to stay consistent with, you might not want it as bad as you think that you did. And you have to stop with wanting that big significant change. Like I said, if you want to be a better person after listening to this episode, you want to be healthier, you want to be more successful, and you make a list of all the things that you have to do that, that's great. But do not wake up tomorrow morning and try to do all of it. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and go to the grocery store, wake up early, journal, meditate, lemon water, work out, clean your room. Do not try to do all those things at once, because you are going to overwhelm yourself, and that is not building a habit. That is just overwhelming your mind and your body. I know there's like that like brain teaser where it says, would you rather have $1 million in hand today, or would you rather have a penny that doubles in value every day for the next month? So you could either have that $1 million right now, which sounds great, but if you don't think it through, after 31 days, that one penny would be worth over $10 million. And so that's just an example of making those big sweeping changes and how that's not attainable and how that's more difficult, because you have to take those baby steps instead. As humans, we're not meant to live outside of our comfort zones. We're given a comfort bubble. We're around the same people. We're in the same environment. We follow these patterns of what society does around us, of going to college, getting that corporate job. We don't leave that comfort zone. We're too afraid, because humans are wired for comfort. And so making those, you know, trying to make that big change, it makes sense that you'd rather have that $1 million, because it just sounds the most comfortable to you to have that million. You just have to take micro shifts. You have to make small changes. So if you want to sleep more, start going to bed 10 minutes earlier than you did last night. Make sure that you're making these small habits and you're doing them every single day. Like, I want to get into running, and I can't run for 10 minutes without getting tired. So I'll run until I get tired, and I'll cover the time on the treadmill. I'll run. The second I start to like really gasp for air, I'll check the time. Maybe it's only been 6 minutes. Okay, now I know 6 minutes is when I get tired. So the next time I go, I'm going to do 6 minutes and 30 seconds. The time after that, I'm going to do 7 minutes. And I'm going to keep upping it by 15, 30 seconds, because now your body is being trained for it. And after a few months, you're going to realize, wait, now I can do 12 minutes without getting tired, because you were training your body a little bit every single day. Even when it comes to reading, if you want to get into reading and you've never read, read one page every night, one page every night. The next day, read 2 pages. The day after that, 3 pages. You are changing your psychological level. You are changing quietly, because when we do a big change, our body wires that to danger, life-threatening. Why? Because we build our own cages, we build our own comfort zones, and we stay in them. And there's no lock on the door, no one's telling us not to get out. But at the end of the day, if you make a big change, your body's going to wire it with fear, because it's not something that it's comfortable with yet. It's not something that it feels safe in. A habit that I've been trying to do recently is eat a lot healthier. And this has always been a struggle with me, to eat healthier, because I feel like, you know, I got the gym part down, I have a pretty good sleeping schedule, you know, I don't really eat a lot of fast food, but a new habit I've been trying to do is not having gluten. And on most days, it's very difficult. And especially during this time of the year, indulging is so easy. So I do want to talk a little bit about today's sponsor, because it relates a lot to the lifestyle that I've been trying to fit into recently. And just with how busy I am with school and work and everything, I'm just so happy to talk about Daily Harvest today. Daily Harvest helps me so much to keep my stomach and my freezer full. And it delivers my favorite fruit and veggie packed meals right by my door. My favorite is that their pastas, their bolognese pasta, guys, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and it's ready in under 10 minutes. I pop it in my microwave with a little bit of water, take it out, mix it up, and I eat it. There's no grocery shopping, there's no prep, there's no major cleanup. It's just eating it, and it's something I'm eating that's clean, and it's following this new lifestyle that I want to follow. And with the little time on my calendar between everything we have going on with the holidays, my job, finishing up finals, I've had no time to meal prep, and it's been really stressing me out, because eating clean is so important to me, and the fact that I've had no time to do it has been extremely, extremely stressful. My favorite has definitely been their bolognese pasta, and I obviously love their classic smoothies, because they're so easy to just add a little milk in, and I also like to add a little bit of protein as well, so I could have it after the gym. I definitely recommend checking out Daily Harvest if you want to make sure that you're eating clean without having to put into extra work. I really recommend checking out Daily Harvest. You guys know I would never talk about a brand that I didn't love and follow religiously. So get the best of both worlds with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/fromeve for up to $65 off your first box. I'm going to link it in the description below. I promise this is a deal you don't want to miss out on, especially if you're trying to follow that healthy, clean lifestyle. dailyharvest.com/fromeve. So that is a habit that I've been trying to fix a lot recently, and it's definitely not been easy. Like I said, especially when I'm busy and especially when my business and school and everything is so time consuming, it's not easy to do the grocery shopping and the meal prep and all of that. So like I said, when it comes to fixing habits, gluten is something where before I was like, okay, I'm quitting it, I started to kind of just minimize it in my diet. So I was telling myself you can only have it once a week, twice a week, three times a week, whatever it was, until it slowly got a little bit easier to get rid of. And I slowly could create alternatives for it. So finding things to eat instead of gluten, finding ways to replace it. Gluten-free pasta, like I said, from Daily Harvest has made it a lot easier. Their flatbreads that are gluten-free. You know, having all these things so that I can make a small change without completely overwhelming myself. So that's like a small change that I've been trying to make, and it's been helping me a lot for sure. And I have seen such a difference in my skin and in my body already by eliminating that, because I had a feeling that I was having an insensitivity to it. Because anytime I would go out with friends and I would have it, my body would react very kind of like heavily and deeply, and I would break out and I would get bloated, and it was just way too overwhelming. And when it comes to building these habits, don't look at it like a task. Look at it like it's something fun. I had fun creating my vision board. I have fun when I create goals. I have fun when I think of the potential of who I can be and when I think of the potential of what my life can offer me. I wake up every morning and I love my life and I'm grateful for my life, but I know how much things can change to better me. And so it's kind of just one of those things where I feel like I'm excited to see the potential of what could be for me in my life. And so that's something I want to tell you guys too, is don't look at it like a task. It's like when you get homework assigned to you. You don't want to do the homework. Why? Because it's a task, because it's assigned to you, because it's something that is not, you're not interested in. But if you look at your life like something you're interested in and something you're excited to grow, I promise you are going to be seeing such a shift in your life. And don't be afraid to fail and have to get back up, because that's all a part of the journey, you know? You don't grow through the destination. You're growing through the journey. You're growing through the ups and the downs. Like if you ask me personally tomorrow morning, do you want to wake up and all your goals came true? I'd be like, no, I want to do the work to get there. I want to actually deserve it. I want to actually grow through it. Because if someone came to you tomorrow and goes, you want to be the CEO of Amazon tomorrow morning? Most of you would be like, yeah, because think of how much money is going to be in your pockets. But then when you are the CEO of Amazon, you're not going to know what to do. You might ruin the company. You might ruin the business. Why? Because you didn't take the steps to get there. You didn't go through the journey to get there. So now you're going to fail that you're actually up there, because you're growing through the journey. You're not growing when you accomplish the goal. You're growing through the ups and downs that it took you to get through the goal. So that's something really important to remember as well, is just the fact that you don't grow through the destination, you grow through the journey. So what I want you guys to do is think of the life that you want to live, and think of a specific part of your life where success means the most to you. So when it comes to your work life and when it comes to your financial life, whether you're in the corporate world, whether you run a business, whatever it is, how can you be the best at what you do? How can you be the best in your business? How can you be the best in the corporate life? Think of how you can be the best. When you can think of how you can be the best, or when you think of what the best means to you, right? What does success mean to you when it comes to your business? What does success mean to you when it comes to your corporate job? When you think of what success means to you, how are you going to get there? Make a list of how you're going to get to that successful, how you're going to climb the corporate ladder, whatever it is that you work hard towards that supports you financially, that you can be very successful in. Write down how you're going to get there, because that is so important. So write down how you're going to get there. And also, once you write how you're going to get there, it's going to be less overwhelming for you to begin. It's going to be less overwhelming of like, where do I start? Because a lot of us don't start because we're overwhelmed with how much there is to do. It's like, you want to run a business, but you're overwhelmed. Like, let's say you want to start a podcast and you're like, well, I don't know what equipment to use. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And it becomes overwhelming. So if you want to create a podcast, for example, and I get so many questions on how do I start a podcast? If you want to create a podcast, okay, or whatever goal it is, whatever it is that you want to create, write down what it is that you want to do, whether it's I want to have a podcast, whatever. I'm going to use the podcast example just because it's the easiest. So write, I want a podcast. Then write, I want my podcast to stream on Spotify, on Apple. I want to have a social media following as big as 100,000 followers, yada, 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 whatever. Then write, what do I want to talk about in my podcast? I want to talk about health. I want to talk about wellness. I want to just talk about advice. I want to talk about sports. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. Whatever it is that you want to talk about on your podcast, write those things down, okay? Write down, this is your niche now. This is the community. This is the demographic that you're reaching now. So make a list of what it is that you want to talk about on your podcast. So write down what it is that you want to talk about in your podcast. Then write, okay, step number one, build a social media account. Make my Instagram, find a service where I can record and I can upload onto Spotify, Apple, and it will go to all those devices. So first I'm making this plan, I'm making the goals, you know, I'm creating all this. Then I want to see what streaming services I can use to record and edit and upload. Then I want to make my Instagram account for it. Then I want to promote it through TikTok and Instagram. So I'm going to make a TikTok for it too. I'm going to look for podcast equipment on Amazon or Best Buy or whatever. And then I'm going to start planning out my episodes. I'm going to start recording. I'm going to edit. I'm going to upload. I'm going to promote. Make a list. Make a specific list. Step A through Z of what it is that you have to do in order to accomplish that goal. And once you do that, it's going to seem a lot less overwhelming once you make that list, because now you have a visual of everything that you have to do. Now you have a visual of the things that you have to do and the steps that you have to take in order to accomplish that goal. Because a lot of us don't do these micro shifts and don't build these habits because we don't even know where to start, and we overwhelm ourselves. And so it stops us from even starting the task because we're overwhelmed. There's no secret to success. Don't sit back and be like, what is the secret to get? There is no secret. You know exactly what it is that you have to do to be successful. You know exactly what it is that you have to do to climb up that ladder and to create these habits. You know what habits you should be eliminating from your life, and you know which habits you should be incorporating into your life. You have to be honest with yourself and you have to trust yourself. Another thing with self-trust too is like, I'm telling myself I don't want to have gluten. I have to trust myself to not eat gluten. I have to trust myself to not order a pie of pizza as much as I may want it sometimes, as much as I want it sometimes. I have to trust myself to not have it. I have to trust myself that when I go downstairs for breakfast, I'm not going to have a piece of toast with my eggs and, you know, my sandwich or whatever. I have to just have the eggs, the avocado, the vegetables, and I can't look at the bread. That is self-trust. When I go down to the snack cabinet, I have to trust that I'm not going to bring a snack upstairs. This is self-trust. And we don't talk about self-trust enough. We talk about self-love. We talk about self-confidence. We talk about self-growth. We talk about self-improvement. We talk about self-care. But we never talk about self-trust and what it means to actually trust yourself. Because when you think about it, we want to trust the people in our lives. We want to trust our friends. We want to trust our family. We want to trust our significant others. That is a trait that we look for in the people around us and in the people in our lives and in the people that we love. And we want that trait to continue. We want to have that trait in the people we love. So why wouldn't we want to have that trait in ourselves? You wouldn't want to date someone that you don't trust. It's like I've used this analogy since I've recorded with another guest prior. Self-trust is like you tell yourself, I want to eat cleaner, I want to lose weight, I want to be fit, I want to be toned, okay? That's what you're telling yourself, right? You're trusting yourself to not go downstairs and grab a bag of chips and go up to your room, right? No matter how many chips and how many cookies are surrounding you, you're trusting yourself to not grab that and eat it. Okay, now compare it to this. You have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, whatever your situation is, right? Your significant other goes out to the club. They're going to be surrounded by many good-looking people. Your boyfriend's going to be surrounded by many good-looking women. Your girlfriend's going to be surrounded by many good-looking men, probably approaching them, probably looking at them. However, you trust them enough to not indulge in that. You trust them enough to not cheat on you and to not entertain someone else. So you have to use that trust, right? That analogy of when your significant other goes out, of when your significant other goes out without you and doesn't cheat on you despite what they're surrounded by, apply it to yourself. If you want to eat cleaner and you're surrounded by junk food, you have to trust yourself or not to not indulge in that junk food and ruin that trust with yourself, because then you're going to be down on yourself. You're going to get angry at yourself. You're going to get upset at yourself. So that's a very, very, very important way to kind of put it. And I think it puts it into perspective a little bit because it's making you realize how important it is that you trust yourself. So that's a way that I've been looking at it when it comes to me and the gluten. It's like, there are days where I just want to grab a piece of bread and be like, one piece of bread won't kill me. But it's like, it's not about the piece of bread killing my diet, or it's going to, you know, make my body freak out. It's not about that. It's about the fact that it will make me lose trust for myself. And it will tell me like, oh, wow, I can't even trust myself to not follow a specific lifestyle diet or whatever it is. So when it comes to, you know, the dreams are chasing you and the habits and the micro shifts, I know this episode was a little bit all over the place, but I think it, you know, gave the general message as well. When it comes to these habits and these micro shifts, you have to trust yourself enough to be consistent with it. Be consistent with these goals, and you have to trust that you want these things in the future. And once you do that, and once you give that trust to yourself, you will realize that that is the biggest thing, that when you trust yourself to pull through and when you trust yourself to show up, things will change for you. So that is how I'm going to end today's episode. I want to thank you all so much for listening. I hope it kind of motivated you guys and inspired you guys on how to kind of change your perception and change your perspective when it comes to habits and being a better you and building towards success. So thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure you guys follow all my social media links in the description. I've been posting a lot more on my Instagram and my TikTok and being a lot more active, especially now that finals are done. I will be posting a lot more on my social media. So make sure you guys keep up with that. Make sure you guys go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve to get $65 off your first box. It's been helping me so much to maintain a clean diet, which has been so important for me. So thank you, Daily Harvest, for sponsoring this episode. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe weekend, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.